At 6:06, it is fair, 35 degrees in Tulsa, a high of 55 with rain likely later in the day. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. Arguments in Oklahoma's Hobby Lobby lawsuit over the Affordable Care Act make its way to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Attorneys in the high-profile case got 45 minutes each to argue their cases, more than the highest court usually allows for. University of Tulsa law professor Tamara Piety says oral arguments usually don't do much to sway justices, but they can give the public some insight.
Not a completely 100% reliable, but some glimpse into what the court's thinking by what kind of questions some of the justices ask.
A reporter covering the arguments for SCOTUS blog said based on what he heard, he expects Justice Anthony Kennedy to be the deciding vote, with the other eight split 4-4. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.
A 27-year-old man is dead this morning after being shot by Tulsa police. It happened late yesterday afternoon at a home near Young and North Detroit. Officers were serving a narcotics warrant at the time. The man was confronted in a bedroom, and an officer used deadly force. Police detained about a half dozen people that were inside that house for questioning. The Environmental Protection Agency says Oklahoma ranks second in the nation for reducing harmful nutrients in streams and rivers. It's good news to Ed Feit, the administrator of the Oklahoma Scenic Rivers Commission.
Looking back after 30 years of doing what I've been doing on the Illinois River and work to protect our other scenic rivers and water quality, I'm glad to see that we're turning the giant ship around. It takes a while to do it, but we're getting there.
This is the fifth year in a row that Oklahoma has ranked in the top 10 among states in reporting non-point source nutrient reductions. One person is dead after colliding with an oncoming car that was headed the wrong direction on the Broken Arrow Expressway. It happened overnight near Mingo. Police think the wrong way driver may have been drinking. Your Pike Pass may soon be working in Kansas.
The Oklahoma Turnpike Authority has passed a resolution allowing Oklahoma and Kansas Turnpike passes to work interchangeably. Kansas Turnpike Authority passed a similar resolution Monday. The decision allows K-Tag holders from Kansas to use those on Oklahoma's 10 turnpikes. In turn, Oklahoma Pike passes will be accepted on the Kansas Turnpike. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
A plan to erect a privately funded monument to the U.S. Bill of Rights at the Oklahoma Capitol is a step closer this morning to fruition. The Oklahoma House State Rights Committee voted 9-3 yesterday for the bill by Enid Republican Senator Patrick Anderson. That bill next goes to the full House for consideration. Tulsa residents in the area of 83rd and South Harvard get a house call from firefighters. A house fire in that neighborhood killed one person last week, and Assistant Tulsa Fire Marshal Deborah Bailey says the department's After the Fire program aims to keep more deaths from happening.
The After the Fire program, we go door to door whenever we've had a fire fatality and make sure that the neighborhood understands the importance of smoke detectors, and then we make sure that we check them for them if they'd like, or install one if they don't have one.
Bailey says the program is also a good way to get students in the Firefighter Career Academy involved. Our weather forecast: showers this afternoon, a high of 55. Tonight, rain chances drop and temperatures will actually start to increase overnight. Tomorrow, a slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm and a high of 78. On Friday, a better chance of a thunderstorm, and we should have a high of 66. Right now in Tulsa, it is fair and 35. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.